The time is 2:06. Currently, overcast skies at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. Temperature stands at 33 degrees with a wind chill of 24. I'm Chad Holmes, and this is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. I will be with you until 4 p.m. and coming up in just a few minutes at 2:15, we'll be joined by WAOW-TV9 news anchor Brad Hansen. Great to have Brad come back on the program. Busy guy. They got a lot of news coverage. Former sports guy can talk about that as well. But we'll be joined by Brad Hansen talking about what's going on at News 9 and general interest topics as we talk to our friend Brad Hansen at 2:15. Also need to mention here that after a bit of a slow start, if you are a fan of snow here in central Wisconsin, it looks like we are going to be hit pretty significantly with what could be a rather major snowstorm starting basically late tomorrow night, going through Wednesday and Thursday. In fact, we're going to get a complete discussion with details with our meteorologist, Ray Miller, coming up in about an hour. Ray will join us at 3:06, give you some thoughts on what to expect with this snowstorm. And Ray's saying that could be upwards 6 inches to a foot of snow when all is said and done, depending on how much we ultimately get in the next few days. But the National Weather Service, just a little while ago, has issued a winter storm watch. A winter storm watch from Tuesday evening through Wednesday evening here in the Bull Falls Radio 98.9 listening area. The counties of Marathon, Portage, Wood, and Lincoln counties. That's right now. I would not be surprised to see it extended. I would not be surprised to see it go beyond Wednesday at midnight. I would not be surprised to see it become a winter storm warning at some time in the next day or two. But right now, it is a winter storm watch in effect Tuesday evening starting at 6 p.m. And right now it goes through Wednesday evening at 12 midnight. Heavy mixed precipitation possible. Total snow and sleet accumulations between 2 and 5 inches and ice accumulations up to 0.2 inches possible with winds that could gust as high as 30 to 40 miles per hour. That 2 to 5 inches is basically through Wednesday evening. We expect more snow into Thursday, and that's why Ray Miller, had a chance to speak to him a little bit earlier, said that we could perhaps get upwards of 6 to 12 inches before all is said and done with this first winter storm of the season. And also, be aware that this snow is expected to be heavy snow. Temperatures will be in the area around freezing, so it's not going to be that light, fluffy snow that sometimes you get when it's much colder. This is going to be a heavy snow, and for those of you out there that are going to go out and shovel or snow plow, take it easy. Don't push yourselves, because we hear so often, especially early in the season, about folks having heart attacks because they exert themselves too much with the heavy snow. And that's what's expected. It's not only going to be a significant snowstorm, it's going to be heavy snow. So it's not going to be easy to remove that snow if you're shoveling manually or even with a snowblower. So again, as this snow goes through starting late Tuesday night and right through Thursday, make sure that you pace yourself. Make sure that you don't overexert, because we want to make sure everybody survives. And also, of course, with this first major snowstorm, make sure you drive safely. Make sure that you don't push it. Make sure if you're able to, stay off the roads as much as possible. So again, roads, especially bridges and overpasses, will likely become slick and hazardous. The strong winds and weight of snow on tree limbs may down power lines could cause sporadic power outages as well, and the hazardous conditions could impact the Wednesday morning and evening commutes. So again, this is not going to be a fun little snowstorm in the middle of the work week. Winter storm watch Tuesday evening through Wednesday evening for Marathon, Portage, Wood, and Lincoln counties. And again, I would expect that as we get closer and closer to tomorrow evening when this winter storm watch starts, and again, it starts at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, we can expect maybe even a wider range of the counties in our listening area to be affected by it. And as well, make sure that you realize that it's going to be later in the evening tomorrow. And basically looking ahead, tomorrow the forecast says right now cloudy and a high near 34. Then Tuesday night, the slight chance of snow before 9 p.m., then snow, freezing rain and sleet, especially early on with that freezing rain and sleet, that can make roads very, very dangerous. So early on in the storm, even though you may not see a lot of snow at the beginning, make sure you realize that with that freezing rain and sleet, it could be very hazardous driving conditions as well tomorrow night. Low of 30. And then as well tomorrow night, the winds start to pick up. It turns breezy. East-southeast winds 20 to 22 miles per hour, gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, the snow possibly mixed with rain, freezing rain and sleet early. Then total snow between noon and 3 p.m. And then snow possibly again mixed with rain after 3. And Thursday, more snow expected. And goes snow likely even into Thursday night. So a lot of snow. And we will get the full details with our meteorologist Ray Miller coming up at 3:06. But we're going to take a break and come back and be joined by Brad Hansen from WAOW-TV9. We'll talk to Brad coming up next. It's the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa. Welcome back. Monday edition, Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO again. Overcast start to our work week, 33 degrees. Winter storm watch goes into effect tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Again, we'll have more details with our meteorologist, Ray Miller, coming up at 3:06 today. But right now, very happy to welcome back to the program from WAOW News 9, news anchor, former sports guy, I like to always remind him, Brad Hansen. Brad, glad to have you back on the program.
Well, thanks for having me. That was a heck of a rejoin, too. I can't remember the last time I heard that song, but that got me amped up a little bit. I love it.
One of the good things about doing my own program here with nobody else around right now is the fact that I can put out any bumper music I want. I got complete control here, and I know that in the broadcast business, that is not always the case.
So yeah, you take it when you can get it, for sure.
Exactly. But since we last talked to you, actually, we talked, I think, the first week of my program back in September, I should say. And I know that you were just getting underway with a new newscast at 4 o'clock. How are things going? I mean, you look to be a very busy guy these days. How is it gone with the new newscast at 4, and just generally, how are things going?
Everything's great. The new newscast is going really well. Our producer, I'm really proud of him. This is the first time he's producing, and he's undertaken an hour-long show. And in fact, I'm in the office early today producing the show for him so he can have a well-deserved day off. And it's tough to fill an hour with content and make it new and exciting and fresh and not take over all the stuff that, you know, our 5 and 6 o'clock newscasts are trying to do as well. So it's certainly a lot to undertake, and I'm really proud of what he's done and what our team has done. Jade has, you know, she had only been here maybe a year before she took over as our 4 and 10 o'clock anchor, and to see the way that she has grown and improved since we started this show in September, that's been pretty incredible too. So yeah, we're doing really well. We've found a really nice groove, and it's evident, you know, our ratings are really good. We got a lot of people watching the show, so really, really happy with the way things are going there. And then, you know, everything else at this station, we're just plugging along as usual. Our big thing right now is Toys for Tots. Mm-hmm. We're in the midst of a big Toys for Tots drive that ends on Wednesday. And our lobby is slowly filling up with toys, and it's so fun. We'll have all our drop-off locations bring in all their toys later this week, and we will literally fill our lobby up. And, in fact, we had two $1,000 donations in Nina Poholke's honor to go get more toys. So this has been a really, really successful thing, and something that was near and dear to Nina and near and dear to all of us. And so that's been a lot of fun too.
I saw that on the social media, and I thought that is fantastic. And number one, the donation of what it's going to mean to the folks that really need it. But number two, so often when somebody leaves us, someone passes away, we remember for a time. It's always wonderful to have that continue, to have now get to the Christmas season and for you and for the community that Nina was so close to again, have a reminder that, no, it's, I know it's silly, but I go back to Star Trek II, and one of the characters says, they're still with us as long as we remember. And I think that's very important. I thought that was wonderful. And I imagine that for everybody that's at News 9 to have those moments to remember your friend.
Yeah, it was a touching day. And it was one of those days where it just, you know, I could kind of see her and everything that was happening that day and everything that was going on. And so it's awesome that, you know, we're not the only ones working to keep her memory alive and to honor her. And so obviously she loved this community, and it's great to see the way that this community has loved her back and then, you know, wrapped their arms around us in the last few months. It's been pretty incredible.
Again, we're talking to Brad Hansen, WAOW News 9 anchor here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. You said it. I mean, you talked about all those newscasts, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Which ones are you on right now?
The 4, 6, and the 10.
I'm going to ask you because, you know, you've got a lovely wife, a lovely family, a young family. How do you balance it all out? Because, I mean, I saw you over at Culver's for lunch like a week and a half ago, and it's like, I'm thinking that's the start of your day, basically. You're going to have a bite to eat, probably go off and start to get to work on your 4 o'clock show. How do you try to balance everything out?
You know, it's actually, I found more balance in this role than I had in my sports role, which has been nice. You know, I'm afforded the opportunity most nights I can go home for my dinner break after 6 o'clock. And, you know, usually by 6:45 when I get home, it's too late for anybody else in my house to be eating. But, you know, just to take my baby out of my wife's arms for a few minutes to give her a break and to hug my 6-year-old and just sit with them even for 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is. That was more than I was seeing them during the week when I was working sports. You know, normally after the 6, I would sprint out and, you know, go shoot 4 basketball games and come back and throw it all together. You know, it would just be frantic. Mm-hmm. So, and then the biggest thing for us is we cherish our weekend together. You know, I very much don't pay attention to the news. I will watch football on Sundays, but, you know, Saturdays we're usually busy doing, you know, our daughter's in hockey, so we've got that going on. But we try to be intentional about having that time together because we don't get much other time elsewhere. And so, you know, I have no problem admitting most Mondays when I come into to work, I'm playing catch up to see what happened over the last couple of days. And I don't mind that, you know, because that means that I had a couple of good days with my family.
Something else when we came over, you saw me and you came over at Culver's, and something we were talking about is, you take your role as somebody who's been in this business now for a few years as a mentor to some of your colleagues that come in. And so often, I mean, we see it. We see new faces on our television sets covering news or sports or the weather on Channel 9, in your case, that you look at it as something that is important to you to try to help those that come in who are starting their broadcast careers. Could you talk a little bit about that and why that's important to you?
Yeah, you know, when I was coming in, I had people who were looking out for me and helping me get better in everything I do. And in our business, there's so many different facets of it, right? Like, you know, it's not just finding the stories, but it's asking the right questions. It's having the courage to go up to people you don't know and ask them about this or that or whatever else. And then it's understanding what elements you need for your story, whether it be visual or, you know, even the sounds that you hear out and about, trying to get that into your story. And then when you come back, it's writing, it's putting the video together, it's putting it together in a story that is going to catch our viewers' attention, make them connect to the story and remember it. And so there's so much to think about and so much to do and so much to learn. And so, you know, the goal of a station like this obviously is to keep this community informed and do the best job we can. But internally, one of our biggest goals is to get the reporters who come in here right out of college ready for their next job, because most people in a market like this are here for 2 to 3 years, depending on their contract, and then they will move on. And that's not a knock against this market. There are dozens of markets just like that where reporters are looking to get their experience, learn what they can, and then move on to bigger and better things. You know, and so our job internally is to get them ready for that next step, to go to, you know, we've had reporters go to Milwaukee and Madison and Las Vegas, for example, and places in Florida. One of our reporters that I started here with, she's now in Austin, Texas. So, you know, I it's such an honor to be, you know, to even have a hand in any of the work that they do. And so, yeah, to get a chance to sit down with a lot of these reporters and tell them, you know, this is what you're doing well, and this is what you can work on, and this is how you can achieve it. You know, and then to watch their work get better and better. And it, not only is it great for them, but it's great for our viewers as our reporters start to really understand what it is to put a good story together that's going to make an impact here. And so, yeah, it's just a cool thing to be able to do, you know, especially as I get more and more experience myself. You know, I love to be able to pass it on. So I consider that a big honor.
You're the veteran. Well,
yeah.
One of the veterans. But again, we're talking to Brad Hansen from WAOW News 9, anchor for the News 9 team. You can see him at 4 o'clock and then, of course, right through the 10 o'clock newscast as well. Something that you also mentioned to me that now that you're, you know, news guy as opposed to a sports guy, you're able to become more of a fan again. And last time we talked, it was the start of the year. I don't know if we expected the Vikings to have already clinched a playoff berth, and I think they have, if I'm not mistaken. You must have fun, as you said, being able to be a sports fan again, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about it actually yesterday with the Packers on bye, that this would have been my 1 week to watch a Vikings game probably in its entirety, other than, you know, maybe Thanksgiving. And of course they lost. They actually did not clinch yet. They still need another win to clinch a spot. But, yeah, it's been fun. Some people are able to do both, be a fan and be in the sports world. For me, I was not one of those people. And so, being able to separate from it, I've started to enjoy watching sports again and started. The other thing, too, I never wanted to talk about being a Vikings fan here because I was covering the Packers and hosting a half an hour Packers special every week. And, you know, I didn't need to out myself in that way. Now I have no problem talking about being a Vikings fan here behind enemy lines. And this has been the first year in a long year. It's been something braggable. So I've been enjoying it for sure.
That's a good way as well to, you know, burn any bridges back to the sports world.
Absolutely. Yep.
You're telling all your bosses, I'm not going back. I'm talking about the Vikings and I'm going to wear some purple when I go out shopping or on the weekends. But, Brad, I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. I know that it's a busy time of year, as you said. I mean, you got a lot going on during the holidays. I know you were part of the holiday parade a couple of weeks back. You know, talking about the great fundraising you're doing. And I know, especially today when you're actually producing your 4 o'clock show, appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Have yourself a great holiday season for you and your family. And hopefully we can talk again real soon.
Yeah. Best to you, Chad. Happy holidays. And thanks for having me. Anytime you want me, I'll be happy to come back on.
Hey, that's outstanding. Again, Brad Hansen, WAOW News 9 anchor. Again, you can catch him. Hey, listen to me until 4 o'clock, and then you can turn on Channel 9. And don't tell my bosses who are on after me about that. But Brad, great anchor and a former sports guy as well for WAOW. We're going to take a quick break. Have a news update coming up. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. On Tuesday night, the Wausau West hockey team takes on DC Everest in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear the game live online only at BullFallsRadio.com and SportsStream 2, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. The game can also be heard on a tape-delay basis following our coverage of marathon basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Wausau West hockey on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department, the Wausau West Hockey Senior Class Parents, and Four Seasons Golf. It's Wausau West at DC Everest in high school hockey. Tuesday night, live online only at BullFallsRadio.com and SportsStream 2, starting with pregame show at 6:40 and opening faceoff at 7 p.m. And also can be heard on a tape delay basis following marathon basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. 2:35, Monday afternoon. Again, just to remind you that there is a winter storm watch that's been issued for parts of our listening area starting tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., going right through Wednesday evening at midnight. And I would expect that that could be extended because I had a chance a little bit earlier to kind of get a little update, pick the brain of our meteorologist, Ray Miller. And Ray's talking about upwards of 6 to 12 inches before all is said and done for this storm. Right now, according to the National Weather Service and their announcement of this winter storm watch, the watch from 6 p.m. Tuesday till midnight Wednesday night, heavy mixed precipitation possible, total snow and sleet accumulations between 2 and 5 inches, and ice accumulations up to 2/10 of an inch possible. Through Wednesday night, winds could gust as high as 30 to 40 miles per hour. And this is for Marathon, Portage, Wood, and Lincoln counties. Roads, especially bridges and overpasses, will likely become slick and hazardous. The strong winds and weight of snow on tree limbs may down power lines and could cause sporadic power outages. The hazardous conditions could impact the Wednesday morning and evening commutes. And as I mentioned earlier, this is going to be heavy snow, not the floating light snow. It's going to be a pain in the butt, to put it bluntly, to shovel it, to either shovel it or use your snowblower. So again, don't push yourselves too hard. It's not going to be easy. It's our first major snow event of the year. Do not put yourself in a position, because so often we'll hear about these situations where somebody just pushes too hard, ends up having a heart attack, and we don't want that. We don't want that to happen here during this snow event. So just to recap, winter storm watch in effect 6 p.m. Tuesday evening through Wednesday evening at midnight. And again, we don't expect the snow to really get going until later Tuesday evening. The slight chance of snow before 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Then snow, freezing rain, and sleet, low around 30 degrees. Again, those wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. But then snow on Wednesday, possibly mixed with rain at times. Wednesday night, more snow. And then even Thursday and Thursday night, snow and snow likely. It's going to be a significant snow event. And as I said earlier, we'll get a chance to delve a little bit deeper into it with our weatherology meteorologist, Ray Miller, coming up after the news at the top of the hour. Ray will join us at about 3:06 here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Also, again, thanks very much to Brad Hansen for coming on. You know, when you watch local television news, so much of it is, who do you like? Who do you trust? And I've been lucky enough over the years in terms of my high school sports coverage when Brad was working on the sports side for WAOW to come into contact with Brad for different reasons. And in fact, this Friday, we have the announcement of the award winner for the Win Brockmeyer, the Brockmeyer Award given each year to the top Wausau senior football player from Wausau West, Wausau East, Newman Catholic, and DC Everest. And I'm fortunate enough to be part of the committee in the past. Brad Hansen was a member of the committee, but a guy that really got around in terms of covering high school sports and always just really a great guy. I mean, that's and it's wonderful to be able to have somebody like that come on the program, be able to talk about what's going on at WAOW, just to pick the brain a little bit. We weren't even able to go as deep as into some areas as I wanted to because he has a show to produce. I wanted him to stay on for another segment, but he's producing the show and then anchoring the show at 4 o'clock. So I'm just thrilled that he was able to join us for one segment here today. But he's a guy that gets it. And as I said during our discussion, must have been about a week and a half ago, I went to lunch. I come in here in the morning. I start prepping for my show, doing other aspects of my work here at Bow Falls Radio. And then at, sometime late morning, early afternoon, I'll go and grab a quick bite to eat before coming back and doing the show. So I go off and I go on bridge and head over and I think I'm going to stop at Culver's. I'm sitting there and I'm just eating and I'm looking at my phone and scrolling and looking at some news items. And I hear somebody say, hey, Chad. And it was Brad. He was just finishing up his lunch. He comes over and we start talking. And the one question I asked about mentoring, he brought it up. And I was asking about how things were going and he brought it up and he started talking about it. He talked about it so passionately. And whether it's in the TV news business or any business, to have somebody that is willing to open up their experience, open up their skills and their talent to somebody that's new. And especially when you look at the news business. Back when I was very young, I mean, I'm going back way back to when I was a very small kid, 40 some years ago, 40 plus years ago. And back in the day, the Wausau television market, we saw more experienced anchors and more experienced sports announcers. And the whole business of television has changed where now the Wausau market has a lot of folks that come in right out of college, their first job out of college. And as Brad said, this is the first job. And after 2 or 3 years, when their contract is up, they go on to the next job. And Brad hit it on the head. It's not as though people are looking to get out of Wausau. We've seen plenty of people stay in Wausau. The thing about it nowadays, and I talked about this with folks that I know in my life. Like for me, I'm here on the radio. You can be driving around or listening to your radio or now online or on your app. And, it's kind of cool. I'm here. I'm talking to you. I'm reaching folks all over the area, all over the state, and now with our technology, all over the world. There's a certain level of either notoriety or call it fame in a very small way. And it's the same way for television folks. You see the people that are on the TV newscasts, and there's so many of them these days. I mean, morning news, midday news, now 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And you say, whoa, these are famous people. But basically, when you're in a market like this, you don't make a lot of money. You do it because you love doing it. And or in the case of a lot of these folks, they decided, hey, I want to study this in school. I want to then become a journalist. I want to become a TV anchor. I want to become a sports broadcaster on television. And they get their first jobs at places like WAOW or at WSAW or up in WJFW in Rhinelander. these are opportunities to get that foot in the door, get the first opportunity to be able to show people what you're able to do. But at this level, you don't make a lot of money. You don't. And people like Brad, who have a family, and I think after a few years, Brad has shown his abilities, and I'm sure that he's been able to be rewarded better by the management over at WAOW. But you see these folks, they go to the supermarket like all of us do. They have the same lot, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, same lives, same problems. I'm glad we were able to touch on Nina Pacholke because, you know, you look at it. You look at her. She was such a bright presence on the morning show for WAOW there for a number of years. And she had issues like so many of us do. And unfortunately, those issues led her to take her own life. But at the same time, it's another example that just, you know, just because somebody is on television does not mean that they don't have the same issues or the same problems. And I bet you a lot of you don't realize it, that, you know, in terms of the amount of money that they get paid, they have as much and maybe even more financial issues than many, many folks in the community have. So again, it's great to kind of, you know, peel back a little bit, take a look behind the curtain a little. And especially for someone like Brad, I mean, I said at the end, I mean, there's so much that goes on. It's not just covering the news. It's not just putting together the newscast. They're involved in the Toy for Tots campaign. Brad and other members of the Channel 9 crew were out at the Wausau Holiday Parade and other holiday parades and being out in the community doing different things and being a presence in different ways. And again, it's just really great to be able to spend a few minutes and find out about what Brad is doing. But again, I just go back to that mentoring aspect, to have somebody, and I hope that every business has that, where they have somebody new comes in. Can you imagine coming out of college? It's one thing to get, I would call it a quote normal end quote job, but this is the kind of job where you're put out in front of tens of thousands of people every night if you're on one of these local television newscasts. And when you first get a job, no matter what it is, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to have issues. And in my career, boy, there have been moments where I said the wrong name or said something that was incorrect on the airwaves, whether it's a sports broadcast or whether it's a talk program or whatever it may be. And there is an embarrassment when you do it with numbers of people either listening or watching. But to have somebody like Brad Hansen, who wants to help these new broadcasters, and local broadcasters are so important. It is so important to talk about local issues, to be able to talk about local news, talk about local events, things that are unique to our community. And that's one thing now in this era, when you look at radio, when you look at television, if you're not talking about things that are unique, like here on radio, if I'm not talking about things that are based here in central Wisconsin, why would anybody want to listen? Why? Because we got satellite radio now. You can have such narrow focus. If what you love is 80s music, you got a channel on satellite radio that's just 80s music. But having a unique local perspective, and that's what we try to do here with this program on Bow Falls Radio, and that's what they try to do on our local television stations. That's what they want to do. That's tell the stories of the area people. And to have somebody like Brad Hansen that's able to lead a staff of young professionals through the first experiences of their career and to be able to help them tell the stories even better, that's a positive not only within that newsroom, that's a positive throughout the course of central Wisconsin, because you're getting better stories, you're getting better reporting, you're learning more about what's going on around here. So again, it's just, I really enjoy getting a chance to talk to Brad. And Brad, I'll say this one as well. He is the kind of guy that is the same when you run into him out when he's not on the air than what you see when he is on the air. He's a guy that you'll be able to talk to and feel like there's a connection with him. And again, Central Wisconsin's lucky to have somebody like Brad Hansen on the airwaves on WAOW. Got to take a break. We'll come back. 247. 33 degrees under overcast skies. Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. At home show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. I liked it when Brad told me that he liked the bumper music because I do enjoy putting on music I like to hear coming out of the breaks. It gets me going. It makes me feel good. It makes me want to talk and spread the word. And back in the day, Huey Lewis and the News, huge in the 1980s. And it talks to me, hip to be square. That's me, hip to be square. With you here on this Monday afternoon, I've noticed something about the right, the conservatives, especially the conservative media, over the last, what, 6, 7, 8 years. There's this hero worship that they have. I will say this. People on the left really liked Barack Obama, really liked him. I really like Barack Obama myself. I don't have a Barack Obama flag. I don't fly a Barack Obama flag at my residence. I don't have a Barack Obama bumper sticker on my car. I don't have my vehicles covered with Barack Obama statements or Joe Biden, the current president. Big fan of Joe Biden as well. But you see people all over the place waving their Trump flags with their Trump signs and their Trump bumper stickers. And on the right-wing media, they not only like people, they worship people. They worship. And it, frankly, it's creepy. That's not the way it should be. We should not be worshiping anybody. People are flawed. Even the people that we admire. And that's the thing. The people we support don't have to be perfect. But don't worship them. I don't care whether left, right, or middle. You shouldn't. But there is this current trend on the left where you have to worship the Donald Trumps and now the Elon Musks of the world. And there's this right-wing talk show that is so common. I can say the name Benny Johnson Show, but it could be any right-wing talk show. And this is what Benny Johnson said about Elon Musk. And I thought this is, I gotta share this with you. Here's the start of the Benny Johnson Show, talking about the latest person that the right is going to worship, Elon Musk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this show. What did we do to deserve Elon Musk? I don't know. I'm not sure. I say my prayers. I go to church. I read my Bible. But I'm not sure why the dear Lord above blessed us with Elon Musk. We are not worthy. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This weekend, Elon Musk went on an absolute tirade, starting with this tweet, a tweet about pronouns, saying my preferred pronouns are prosecute. Fauci. Oh, man. If you have an equivalent of taking a flamethrower, to a hornet's nest. This is the tweet equivalent of that. But the hornet's nest is 17,000 times bigger than any hornet's nest you've ever seen. And inside, the inside hornets are branch Covidians masked and quintuple vaxxed and have nothing to do with their lives other than to rage at Elon Musk. And that is certainly what they did.
All right. I'm going to talk a little bit later in the next hour about people like Elon Musk and his buddy Dave Chappelle. And I think many of you probably heard the story about Dave Chappelle was doing a show in San Francisco this weekend, brought Elon Musk to the stage and got a less than welcome response from the crowd at San Francisco. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but a little deeper than that coming up in the next hour. But Benny Johnson said, Elon Musk is sent by God. I'm not sure why the dear Lord above us blessed us with Elon Musk. We are not worthy. These people are just charlatans who are doing anything they possibly can to try and get rich by saying whatever they need to say to get wealthy, to get some sort of audience. But on the right, this worshiping of public figures, this idea that God has touched them, that God has sent them, that God sent us Donald Trump, that God sent us Elon Musk, that God sent us Ron Johnson. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why they do it, but it makes me shake my head. Because, again, we are all flawed. I am flawed. I am sure you are flawed. And this idea that somehow these folks are above reproach, we must get on our hands and knees and wail loudly, thank God for Donald Trump, or thank God for Elon Musk. And what Elon Musk is doing right now is the same thing that people like Benny Johnson do. They just put out the most wild accusations, knowing that there is a certain segment of our society that's going to put their arms around it and grab it really tight. And I will discuss Elon Musk talking about prosecuting Fauci and about the right wing talking about prosecuting Dr. Fauci, a man that spent decades and decades and decades working to try and defeat disease. And people like Ron Johnson, who says that we should have mouthwash to get rid of COVID, mouthwash. And Donald Trump, who talked about, you know, sun and lasers and whatever it may be. And these people are trying to make it sound like Dr. Fauci was somehow the criminal here. And Elon Musk to spread this garbage is a disgrace. And one part of the problem of our society right now is you got these very, 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 very rich people that have power to do much harm to our society. And a few of them, I think, are trying to do just that. They're trying to do a lot of harm and trying to burn down some of our greatest institutions in this country because they think they can take advantage of it. Again, that's going to be something I talk about in the next hour. We're going to talk as well to our meteorologist, Ray Miller, coming up. We do have a significant snowstorm coming. A winter storm watch goes into effect at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, goes right through Wednesday into Thursday early morning. We'll talk about that and more coming up here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WX.